Chumas Perkyud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Ain noistim devela ugroigros lasoicha morius. So one can't take a fig cake and also a dried fig and put it into fish brine. Now the issue here is taking something that's truma, these figs are truma, you know, to cause truma to be lost and to waste truma. So by putting the groigros or any of these types of figs into the fish brine, what happens is, the Rav explains, is that after he soaks it, he then, when he tries to get all the juices out of the figs, he then takes the figs and then he chucks them away. So Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do it, neshum ma'abdon, because you're making them get lost, you're wasting them. Aval noisnin es hayayin lemurius. However, you're allowed to take truma wine and pour it into the murius, because you're not going to make the wine lost, it's going to totally absorb into the fish brine, and the intention is to eat the whole thing. Now, why would one do this? The Rav explains that if the fish brine was not so fatty, so to fix it, they would put in wine to sweeten it. Similar when low-fat foods, like these low-fat manufactured foods, what they do is, to make it somewhat tasty, they would put more carbs and more sweeteners into it. And the Rav says, the Chiddush is, we don't say that the whole reason he's just using the wine is just to get rid of the bad odor or bad flavor of the fish brine. Rather, it's coming to enhance it, and that he's allowed to do. So one also can't take oil. Now this oil, the oil here, the subject is the oil that's truma. And so let's say it's olive oil. So one is not allowed to take spices and put them into the oil. The Rav says two reasons. One is because the spices are going to absorb some of the oil, and then the spices obviously aren't going to be eaten, so you're wasting some of the oil. Or the pshat is when you put these types of spices in, the oil now is not edible anymore. However, one is allowed to make yayin yenumlin. So yenumlin, the Rav says, is what they would do is they would put into the wine, they'd put pepper and honey to sweeten it. And obviously, since one would drink the wine, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You're not going to make the wine lose out, and it's obviously going to be drunk. The Mishnah ends, Ein mevashlin yayin shel truma. One is not allowed to cook wine of truma, mipneishu mamito, because you are diminishing it. By cooking it, you're going to make the amount of wine diminish. Rabbi Yehuda Mater mibneishu mashbicho. Rabbi Yehuda Mater is because you're making it better. So Tosfos Yom Tov asks, we see at the end of the second paragraph that you're not allowed to be tarim from mevushal al she'ein mevushal, because something that's mevushal is ra al hayafa. So the Yerushalmi answers that the difference is over there when we're dealing with a non-kohen. So a non-kohen should always take off truma from the yafa, never from the ra, which is truma that's mevushal. It's not as high quality, truma that's cooked, not as high quality for drinking. Ma'ashen came over here when it's the Kohen himself. And the question is the Kohen himself allowed to cook it, even though he's going to make it get lost? So it's actually for a Kohen, once it's in his hands, it's better for him to have mevushal. Why is it better for him to have mevushal? Because mevushal lasts longer. So that's what it means when it says, mipnei shumash bicho. It's better. It doesn't mean that the quality of the wine is better. It just means it's better because now it's going to last longer. That's obviously more important, and that gives it more value. And that we can only say by the Kohen himself, Tosfos Yom Tov explains. That's what Yerushalmi means. But by the Bailim, the non-Kohanim, it's always important that they do it al she'enu mevushal, and that they do not do it on mevushal. And the interesting thing is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, when we had a shaila of whether you're tarim on something that's yafa versus something a miskayim. And Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is actually that you're always tarim min hayafa, something nicer. And the pshat that we're saying now in Rabbi Yehuda here, that he's matar because he's mashbichai, the Rav explains that we're talking about that it's miskayim, like we just said, that it's miskayim. So here you see Rabbi Yehuda says that it's because it's miskayim, that's why a kohen is allowed to diminish it. So it's the same answer to that too. That when we're dealing with a non-kohen, it's always better, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always take min hayafa, always. Even if it's versus miskayim. But when it comes to the kohen himself, the fact that it's miskayim, that has more value than the fact that it's yafa.